Welcome to Questionable, the show that's probably going to be marked 18 plus for this question, which is, would you rather have your leg cut off or be framed for the delusionist behind this one is Polar Bob.
Thanks, Polar Bob, I think.
yeah, let's get started.
Research for this question, have we?
This is the first time I've seen this, and it's not looking good.
I'm scared. Polar Bob, thank you for the question. Where do we start?
I don't really understand it, so like, would you rather have your leg cut off?
Or be framed for
Is the leg being framed? Because I think that would be pretty cool.
I know it's not worded like that, but a framed leg would look really
like
nice.
Like, frame it on a wall?
Yes. Hear me out.
Okay.
Home decor is a very, very, very dried out field right now.
Right.
So,
right.
Hear me out.
Fine.
Framed legs. You take a leg, you put it in a frame, and boom.
Down. That sounds, huh.
Good talk. Okay. Let's actually get to the question.
I think I'd rather be framed for
Why?
Because
you can't say that.
Because the wording of this made it fairly easy.
Also, by the way, nobody clipped this episode at all.
Please,
please, context is very much needed.
Yes, please don't. God, please, if you do clip it, link it to the episode.
Or here's a better idea. How about you just don't clip it at all?
Yeah, actually, though.
No,
like,
but like, why would you be framed for
No, why would I? No. It says, would you rather? I would rather be framed for because it means I'm being framed.
Here's a cool thing. There's leg prosthetics. There's not many prosthetics that I've heard of.
I disagree greatly.
What?
Wait, actually,
Again, please don't clip this. Mr. Soup disagrees with prosthetics.
No.
If you're you cannot make a baby bot.
Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, well,
No, but here's my thinking
for
possibly why you would want to do that. It's just that if you have your leg cut off, you can't really legally escape from your cut off leg, but if you
Wait, no, it's being framed for it's not be- not It's like, would you rather have purposefully, or would you rather have had your leg, like, cut off? That's not the question. The question is, would you rather be framed for And if I get a good lawyer, and we're making good money off of this podcast, please support us.
Solid half a Skittle packet a day.
The first, it's actually kind of true though. But
yeah.
Like, I did it better. But that was depressing.
Oh, I got so sad.
Okay,
Shakaraka, let's go.
Shakaraka, come on.
Shakaraka. I've had way too many Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good episode. I was thinking, if I get a good lawyer with a bunch of money that I didn't steal from you,
I'm just gonna ignore that. Again, don't clip this.
That's
episode already has framed legs incorporated and prosthetic babies.
Wait,
this is going great.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Prosthetic babies.
Let's try to answer the question.
Oh, right.
I would rather have my leg cut off.
No. I would rather be framed because if I get a good attorney or a good lawyer or whatever you call it, I won't actually have then I could just tell everybody that some random guy named Chinchilla framed me.
How did you know? I gotta get better lawyer. Okay. I gotta take some notes from you. Okay.
Attorney. Maybe it's lawyer. I don't know, but what's the difference? Hey, Google.
No, not again.
I have an idea. What is the difference between an attorney and a lawyer?
According to West Coast trial lawyers, the primary difference between an attorney and a lawyer is that an attorney is licensed to practice law and represent clients in court, while a lawyer has completed law school but may not be licensed to practice law.
Yeah, so I want
the secret third guest of Questionable is Google's AI responses.
It's not AI. It's oh crap! I X'd it out. No.
Thank you, boy Siri.
Well, now that's in my history, so that's special.
Just like this podcast. Yeah.
So, why would you rather have your leg cut off?
Again, like I said before, with the baby bot.
What?
That's actually a very good idea for a game. Any game developers.
Baby bot.
Baby bot.
Bot?
Baby bot. It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but with baby robots.
Oh.
I'm about to make millions. But the reason I'd rather have my leg cut off is that I would just cut off my left leg. Is it painless? Oh.
Haha.
Just lots of morphine. So, I'd rather have my left leg cut
off. Calm down, where are you getting the money for the morphine?
I mean, if you have money for a lawyer, I think I have money for morphine.
Morphine's probably a lot.
Sorry, no. Money for an attorney.
That's
right. A little bit questionable, even.
Get away from the microphone. Okay.
People are frantically turning up their volume.
Okay. Yes.
Hi. Ah! I'm sorry for that one person in a public restroom. So, or headphone users.
No, I'm sorry.
Headphone podcasts are a thing of the past. And Greg. We're very sorry.
Our 50-year-old viewer named Greg.
Lives in Tennessee.
Does.
Yeah. Really, he really has to turn his location off for reference. Okay,
right,
but back off.
Right. Why do you have his IP? Why do you have his IP?
He has to stop sending this to us. He also sends photos, but I never click on them. Anyway.
Thank goodness we're blurred.
That's nice. Okay.
This is why we're going to be marked for 18 plus.
Oh, yeah. So, I would rather have my left leg cut off, and then I would just be able to get a leg prosthetic.
We're not making money from this show, are we? For this episode, are we?
I mean, I got a packet of Skittles. I'm doing pretty good. Let's go back to the question. We're getting off topic, and I know that's a little bit part of the podcast, but...
It's a little bit cool. Right. No. Come on, say it with me.
Questionable. Again, okay. Sorry to the person in the public restroom, but I can't do this. Okay, so I would just get a prosthetic leg and be pretty cool. I think being framed for would be a very, very big glaring issue if like I ever want to do anything in life. It still shows up on your record,
yeah.
If
and
I'm
then,
not mistaken, then
yes,
like,
and then it shows that it was framed and or that you were actually framed, and that's not actually you didn't actually do that.
So I watched this one video,
buddy,
this one time.
Buddy, I'm using your sources. Research.
Just prior knowledge. Prior knowledge. Learn it, Mr. Soup. Even if you're found innocent in something, it still shows up on your criminal record. If there's any attorneys watching, attorneys, no lawyers, we don't like lawyers anymore.
Get out,
I'm
attorneyist.
So, sorry, lawyer Mike, or legal eagle if he's watching.
We're not getting money from this.
You might get sponsored by Legal Eagle. If you're
shut up. Oh. Legally.
So,
wait.
I said legally for legal reference. Legally. That was pretty legal. So
it was pretty
pretty regal.
Pretty
legally.
Regal.
That was just a very bad advert that didn't exist.
What were we talking about? We were talking about how you want to
No, it still shows up on your leg. You're making it sound like it's the worst decision here in the case
to cut off your leg instead of have an accident proposed against you and then be actually placed innocent and possibly get money from that.
Besides Mr. Beast, who's gonna hire a alleged
who's gonna hire an alleged it's like I'm gonna hire you because on your resume it says you could have possibly an alleged
and then allegedly is bolding.
It's like I'm gonna hire you.
No one's gonna hire you. You're just done. Your career is over.
But then you've made a bunch of money from the court case. You can pay off the lawyer and then just
unless
steal money
unless you sue the guy who framed you, but you don't know who framed you. Neither do I.
You will know who framed you by the person who says you in court.
They could just sue on behalf of someone. You don't know that.
And then they can say who did it.
Legal Eagle, help.
Legally.
Legal Eagle, help.
Al Gore.
He lost in Florida, by the way.
Igor.
Poor lad.
Igor by Tyler, the Creator.
For reference, I'm loudly sighing.
The silence is loud. Okay, go. Move.
No, I'm waiting for the 10-minute mark.
Wait, the 10-minute mark is in 30 seconds.
I have a very funny joke for the 10-minute mark.
Okay, well, let's keep talking until then.
Real questionable fans will wait till the very funny joke.
By the way, you know it's not going
to
be actually 10 minutes on the actual podcast
because
I'm going to cut stuff out. You do like 10:15, I'll line it up. Do it at 10:15, I'll line it up, okay?
After some
issues,
we're doing 10:15 for the very funny joke.
Actually, 10:20. Just actually, okay?
At 10:20, we're going to do a very, very funny joke.
But to them, it's going to look like it's 10 minutes, okay? Got that, buddy?
Real questionable fans will wait.
Real questionable fans?
Just like me waiting for my Skittle packet at 7-Eleven.
Real humans will wait.
Should I have to start thinking of a joke?
Wait, he hasn't thought of a joke yet? Oh no. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I need 10 more seconds. I forgot the
wait,
joke.
Wait, 10 more seconds? No, no! No! Okay, guys. Here we go. What do you think?
It's break time!
Guys, we have a big announcement.
We have merch! Go to buymeacoffee.com/questionable and get your exclusive bracelets made by our wonderful product designer, Mantis.
They created three designs. A chinchilla-themed bracelet.
That's me.
A soup-themed bracelet. That's me. And a questionable-themed bracelet. That's us.
When will we start shipping out?
We will start shipping out orders in October, but if you even want a chance at getting one, you can and should pre-order them now.
Give us money.
If they all sell out before October 1st, we'll make a larger batch and make those available ASAP for any of you who missed them.
It's ASAP. Who says ASAP? Never mind. All bracelets each come with a free questionable sticker. That's a little questionable if you ask me. But if you want to just get the sticker, those are also available as separate products. One more thing. We are having an early bird discount for anyone who pre-orders bracelets before October 1st. When we start shipping them out, use code. This is the funny part. Worm in our shop to get 25% off.
That's WORM in our shop to get 25% off.
The early bird gets the worm.
Get all this at buymeacoffee.com/questionable/extras or find it linked in the show notes.
The early bird discount applies to certain products by Questionable for a limited time only. View product's description to see if you are eligible. Offer ends October 1st, 2024.
Side effects include nausea, induced happiness.
We still haven't come to a conclusion, have we?
Good observation. We have not at all.
Do you legitimately think that a loss of blood is going to be better than, like, a slight accusation?
Here's the thing, is that if you were framed, if you chose that one, was it and then you were framed for it? Or were you framed for that already happened? Because if you pick the second one, that means you just... No, listen to me. If you were framed for if you pick that one.
Yes.
Is it going to be and then framed on you?
Yeah.
Or is it that was already going to be framed on you? Because you're either or you just want to get framed. Those are two very different things.
Let's do the second one so that I win.
That's boring. Hey.
Hey, come on. I want to win.
How about we do two debates?
First, okay.
Oh, debates. We're getting to the big boy vocabulary.
Debates is like five words or seconds. letters. I know that was extremely sensual. I apologize.
I'm just letting the silence sit so it's worse. Okay, so first one is because you picked the second option. I think it's pretty clear. Would you rather have a leg or be?
I would rather have a leg than a. Or would you rather have a leg cut off, you mean? You just said, would you rather have a leg or a... have a leg.
Would you rather keep your leg or have...
Keep my leg? And have...
You'd rather...
No, I do. Wait.
Wow! Clip this. Clip him.
Okay.
Clip him. Now.
What is... Oh, by the way, we've got Mantis in the studio right now, and they're reading this, like, 19th century grammar book. What is it?
Drop some grammar.
Wait, what's it called?
An Introduction to Science. God, that you're a nerd.
Sounds pretty grammarly to me. Drop some grammar on this.
Doorknob.
Drop some grammar on this track. Go.
Cough syrup.
Ooh, cough syrup.
Cough syrup, go.
That one goes out to all the coughers out there.
Carbon dioxide.
Ooh. I love that in my drinks.
We just had some
soup when carbon dioxide. Bubble.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Seltzer. Mine is better. Mine is more realistic. Okay, here's soups. Here's mine. Very realistic.
I know, but I'm talking
about... I'm still going.
Shut. No, I don't care.
I call it suburban neighborhood. $30 and your grandma's credit card.
Let's talk about grandmas and credit cards. How do they get scammed so easily?
Stop trying to change the subject.
Wait, that's how the podcast works.
Oh, yeah! Again, sorry to the person in the public restroom.
Ah! My bad. I would like to apologize.
Allegations are being drafted as we speak. Okay. I'm sorry, Greg. But, why do people get scammed so easily? It's because scamming is new. The type of scamming that we see right now is very different than anything they would have ever experienced. And again, we're two very dumb people arguing about a very dumb thing. So prepare for some dumbness.
That's probably very...
He's trying to mouth questionable as if he was trying to do the thing where we both go... Questionable! But he failed. Oh, wait.
We just did...
No, no!
Yay! Oh. I'm getting very depressed looks from Mantis right now.
This is physically painful.
Don't worry, just hang in there for like, what, 6 more minutes.
Here's an idea.
We'll have a break.
How about we answer this question?
Okay.
And then we can move on to the next one.
That's fair. I still think it's better to be framed for because you didn't do it and you don't want
to cause the of a and wants to be blamed for it, thereby destroying his entire public relations with everyone. He's never going to get a job ever again except for Mr. Beast, but it's just, he's done. He's cooked. Oh yeah, my conclusion. I would also rather be framed for
I'm
able to walk normally.
I won!
No,
yes,
stop!
Okay.
Not
okay,
again.
Great.
I've taken a double loss in a row. Oh, my life. Oh.
Yay!
My public relations, just like you.
Soup.
Is going downhill. Just like
soup when poured out of its bowl.
What if gravity don't work and it's going uphill?
Defying gravity.
I think I'll try. Sing a song.
That's from Shrek the Musical.
Nope. Oh crap. Wait.
It's giving teapot, guys.
It's giving teapot is crazy.
What does that mean?
It's.
I can't do it. I'm a bird.
Why do you have so many candles in your room? Like.
If there ever was a horror movie and we ever need to explore the attic, what else are you gonna use for light? Your phone? Idiot. Loser.
Yeah, come on.
Radical.
Don't slap me.
I give very hard high fives.
I framed him. Ha ha.
You
the gig's
Kyle.
Up.
You framed the jig.
I'm not saying that.
Cue Irish dance music. It was recording all of that.
Sing a song. It's the travel song. When you got to go somewhere.
Hey!
Cause the fun is getting there.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, what the heck? I must confess, I love a road trip. Sing a song. Hit the trail. Forget the maps. Forget the guides. Before you know it, you've made strides with me. And I know all I need all along. Is a path and a pal and a song, so I'm singing and I'm palling with you.
Wait, well, you just changed keys. You.
I went flat on that.
Yeah, just
like that one person in my chorus class.
Say,
with you, with you, with you.
This isn't This isn't going in our podcast, you know.
Are we not going to talk about me standing behind you?
Oh my god. Hey, you can't bring
that. Why do you have a knife?
Hey, you can't bring that on a plane.
Mantis was just like about to stab us.
Like a prey.
Why are we talking about being framed for when it's Mantis all along?
Our production designer.
Everybody comment, production designer make more soup themed bracelets.
That
so we can buy them on.
Pay me, bitch.
I'm going to pay you if you make more soup themes.
Say that again. That again. No, do it. Actually, I have a very funny joke. Say it again.
Say that.
Pay me.
Very quickly.
Pay me, bitch.
That sounds like a Russian name. Hey, guys. It's me. Chinchilla.
Guys, this is like those psychos.
Now. Soup and Mantis are, like, off somewhere. I'm just alone. I don't know why the autocorrect said Soup and Mantis as Superman Toaster, but
you said you hated it.
You do whatever you want to do, you know?
Horrible.
I just wanted to have a little conversation. Just, how's your day going?
I never had to breathe. I have no heartbeat.
Life is too short to just be mad and sad all the time.
I know
it's hard.
He's talking on the podcast.
But honestly, just take a step back. Take a deep, hard look at yourself and understand why. Why do I act this way? Why am I sad? Why am I happy? The more aware you are of yourself, the more self-aware you are, the better you can be as a person. If you understand that we're all just dumb, weird little monkeys on a little piece of sand in space, then everything just seems a little bit easier to handle. I know this may be sad for some people, but if you really think it over, it makes me happy, and it might make you happy too. Thank you. Bye.
That's gonna be a whole-
Hey guys, I'm back. So they're talking a little bit too loud. And I just want to go on and be like, I hope you're doing alright. This will probably be the same thing as the first half, but just know that I was recorded at different times. I just really, yeah, things may be tough, but just, it's a very good quote, very, very good quote. Instead of trying to get away from the storm, the infinite storm, why not just learn how to weather it? Things may be bad. They may be bad forever.
Thanks for answering.
But as long as you change it from bad to maybe just acceptable, and then someday change it from acceptable to something you enjoy, and maybe something from enjoy to maybe something you can live for.
Okay.
That is what makes me happy. That is what lets me go through life. You know. And maybe it'll help you too. Thank you.
El Primo! Hi, we're back!
We locked Soup out of his room, so now it's us.
Oh, yeah! Okay, so this is the last part, very sad, of the episode. We were looking at some notes on Soup's computer, and we're a little concerned.
We should look through his search history.
How about we don't do that? Explain chaos music theory. Epic voice crack for reference. Then make a riff using the algebraic equation y equals z plus x. How about we don't do that? I'm so sorry, soulcsd_79794. What do you want to talk about?
Why don't we Google questions?
That would be a very good answer on Spotify. I'm looking up questions, then we're going to... Questions. And then we're going to look up whatever song comes up. Okay, so we looked up question on Spotify and found nothing. Now we're gonna use the better search engine, Bing.
And guess who's back?
Soup. Yeah, I'm back. I know y'all hate me, shut up. I'm the one literally editing and running this whole thing. Don't fight, don't so mean.
Well, guess what? I'm on Bing.com. How many times have I... Oh. For reference, I did not do a typo with Bing.com and replaced M with a K. Bangkok is the capital of Thailand. Don't clip that. Please don't clip that. Okay, I'm looking up question on Bing, and we're gonna see what we get. Uh-oh.
Oh, it's just a...
It's Cambridge. How do we feel about England?
How do we feel about England?
A deep sigh. That is... Okay, that is telling. How do you feel about England? The British.
I wish they were real.
Right?
That is so real. Except I wish British... Why? I mean, like, they're such a fun, imaginative thing, but why do you wish they're real? Because, like, dragons are fake, and we all know they do, but we all think they're... hope they're real, but why do you think British people are the equivalent as dragons? Fantasy-wise, of course.
Honestly, I think I'd have a pretty fun tea party.
Don't you notice how I get
flying? I apologize.
No, you don't.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Frankie Valli.
I love Frankie. What is this episode?
You started off so well.
Even now we're talking about...
You guys need to be sponsored by BetterHelp.
No! What are your opinions on sponsors, everybody?
I don't like them.
That's so real.
I don't like sponsors. Because I know it sounds really cringy, but like, mainly on YouTube, I mainly talk about YouTube sponsors, because that's the only source of media I consume. But like, I just don't like them. They just interrupt the video and it just seems really disingenuous. They act like so like fake and it makes you view them in a negative light.
If we get sponsors though, you'll probably like
them. I love sponsors. Sponsors are great. Sponsors every day.
We're
I love sponsors.
We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for
Bing,
sponsors.
I'm looking at you. Microsoft Bing, the entire search engine needs to sponsor us.
Well, you know, like, if we did something, like, a huge thing for the podcast, Bing would pay for it as long as we were sponsoring them and promoting them.
Yes, I know, but we...
I don't...
Hey, Bing, I bought a blimp. Can you put it as a business expense? Thanks. See how fake that feels? That just doesn't feel right. Just with sponsorships and especially them having to, like, say some really cringy stuff, like, Raid Shadow Legends! built for combat.
You need
bread and fire.
You know what? Would you be opposed to Brawl Stars sponsoring Questionable?
They banned me for 2 days. Because I was at lunch and my Wi-Fi cut out and then my rep got too low. And then they banned me from Brawl Stars. I can't play a SpongeBob El Primo SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, I saw an ad for I saw a sponsorship for that and it made me want to cry.
It was so bad. El Primo SpongeBob, I'm sorry, let me play your game again. By the way, my tag is Confused Child.
Oh.
I mean, it's what I am, so... But, okay, yeah, I just don't like sponsorships. Do you have any other takes on sponsorships? Ow!
I feel like we need them. Sponsor us, whoever's listening that owns
This is company. Turning into a sponsors and begging competition. Like, why do you need sponsors? Like, why
I want money!
Why? Why do you need money?
We're not getting all self-filled.
Yes, we are. Why do we need money?
No philosophy this early in the morning, and it's
no,
afternoon.
No, why?
It's 4 o'clock.
No, why do we need money? Genuine question.
Well, yeah, money's useless. Just give everything out for free.
What are you talking about, you idiot? Of course we need money. That is such a dumb question to ask. Be quiet. Anyway.
You're going to just cut out the part where I was talking. It's going to sound like you're talking to yourself and you're insane.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Stop it. No, stop talking. Get back in the basement. No!
You guys would have been...
No more violence, okay? No more violence!
Let's all sing a song about not...
Let's
all sing a song about how violence is bad.
No more violence is bad.
Mantis on the track, go.
Bad.
No more cuss words, guys.
Violence is bad. Yes, it is. Violence is bad. No more, kids.
Yeah.
Violence is bad. Yes, it is. Violence is bad. I got a bit of the
epic bass solo. Shut up. The bass is so low that you can't hear pitches. It's just rhythm. What a bass solo! Question just opened on dictionary.com. I'm gonna do a 5-7 polyrhythm.
That was not a 5-7 polyrhythm.
Let me do a 5-7 polyrhythm, just wait. That was better.
Yeah. Chinchilla on the beat, go!
Violence is bad, don't do it. Violence is bad, yeah, it's bad.
Violence is bad,
yeah, it's bad.
Dictionary.com to a Honda ad about a car dealership.
I don't know. The episode's over, guys.
Violence is bad. Don't do it.